Laura Height is one who testified Monday at a budget hearing in Albany about the proposed changes to the bottle bill. Height is Senior Environmental Associate for the New York Public Interest Research Group, or NYPIRG. She says there are 20 pages of proposed changes, one of which she applauds and says would be a first for the state.
The governor's proposing to take $15 million that's currently being collected through the bottle bill and going to the general fund and putting that into the state's Environmental Protection Fund, which is a good thing because the EPF funds parks and zoos and recycling and all sorts of environmental programs around the state and desperately needs more revenue. It also will be putting in additional money that they believe will come in from stronger enforcement and anti-fraud provisions being proposed for the bottle bill, which is fine. The concern we have is that some of the changes in the governor's proposal might serve to limit people's ability to take back their bottles and cans. And first and foremost, the bottle bill is a recycling measure.
She says there have been fraud cases, for example, in New York City, when consumers redeem bottles and cans from New Jersey, a state without bottle refunds. NYPIRG's Height says she's concerned about a few proposed changes that could hamper bottle returns.
One of them, for instance, would allow most stores, stores that are under 10,000 square feet, to lower the amount of bottles and cans they have to take back. So right now, they have to take back up to 240 bottles and cans per person per day, and this would allow both of them to drop down to 72 bottles and cans per person per day.
She says this change would affect people in urban areas who tend to walk to the closest store. And here's another proposal Height says is nebulous and potentially problematic.
And there's another change which would allow a retailer to reject a bottle if it's unless it's reasonably clean. And so what is reasonable? And is the store going to be the judge of what's reasonably clean? These are the sorts of things that could discourage recycling, may well end up resulting in more revenue for the state, but it's not a good thing for the environment.
Sheila Rivers agrees. She's chairperson of the Bottle and Can Redemption Association, or BACRA. She also testified Monday.
For example, oh, if it says if it has excess debris or excessively dirty, well, we get bottles back that people have used as their ashtray all the time. You know, we take it. If it's, you know, got cigarette butts in it, you can still tell where it came from. If we start refusing to take products, they're going to go somewhere who will, or, you know, it's money and business that we lose if we get too picky about things.
She says the proposed change could mean lost revenue for redemption centers, because once these centers have paid consumers for their cans and bottles, the distributors would have the right to refuse, in her words, the less-than-perfect cans and bottles. And here's another proposal about which Rivers is concerned.
One of those is what they call the off-site, on-site counting issue. And that is where the distributors come and pick up from redemption centers, and they take the product away, then determine what we have, and send us a check. We have a right to have our product counted at our site in front of us. The reality is that, you know, they don't normally do that, but it gives us leverage.
She says she wants to retain leverage in case there is a problem. But the reality is there is infrequently the need to have distributors count the returns in the redemption center, two reasons being time and space. NYPIRG's Height says the number of proposed changes differently affects all the stakeholders, not only environmental groups and redemption centers, but retailers, distributors, and the state. A spokesman for the American Beverage Association said they had not yet seen the proposed changes and so could not comment at this time. Both Height and Rivers said they strongly support something not in the proposed budget, expanding the bottle bill to include sports drinks, iced teas, and sugared waters. In 2009, the bottle bill was expanded to include bottled water. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.